Congratulations to Jim Boeheim, who finishes with an official record of 1,015 and 441 over his 47 seasons at Syracuse. That's unless the Orange get a non-NCAA tournament postseason bid. The wins total puts him second on the all-time list behind retired Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski, who has 1,202 victories. West Virginia's Bob Huggins is now the active wins leader at 935 and counting. Good morning. It's Thursday, March 9th. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. Yankees right fielder Aaron Judge, the reigning AL MVP, has joined the roster of Jordan brand athletes. That comes after Judge confused many last season by wearing Adidas, Nike, and New Balance on the field. Jordan brand's list of endorsers is largely populated by NBA players, but other MLB players to represent the brand have included Derek Jeter, Mookie Betts, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Dick's Sporting Goods has been named the NCAA's official sporting goods retailer, a new partnership that will become quickly visible during the NCAA tournament and is part of a multi-million dollar deal that will give Dick's on-court signage and exclusive access to select fan events. Commercials purchased in game inventory are a strong element of the deal. Dick's also plans to have a presence at women's Final Four open practices, which has not had an active on-site sponsor in the past. Dick's also plans to invest in media around the NCAA women's tournament on ESPN. As part of the deal, Dick's receives product category exclusive access to official NCAA licensed merchandise for promotional purposes only, available to top-tier NCAA sponsors. The Orioles have quietly been taking Camden Yards naming rights to the market this year, seeking a brand willing to put its name on the ballpark for at least a decade, according to sources. The nameplate being sold would apply to the field only. This is a proposition which has worked before in the NFL. Think of the Broncos' Empower Field at Mile High. It is not a designation that has been in the baseball ranks, although the Dodgers have been attempting to sell that proposition on and off for at least 6 years with no success. Sources tell our Terry Lefton a decade-long deal comes with an asking price of $6 to $8 million annually, depending on various levels of on-site and electronic media inventory baked into any deal. The PGA Tour is taking advantage of new technology within its revamped app and via on-site activations at TPC Sawgrass this week to bolster fan experience during the Players' Championship, reports our David Rumsey. After completely reinventing its mobile app last fall, the Tour is starting to capitalize on learnings from user engagement by implementing new features for fans at home and at tournaments. This week, the Tour is building on its Instagram-style video stories that live on the app's homepage by offering personalized feeds for any player that a fan chooses to follow within the app. Meanwhile, beefed up GPS capabilities in the app's event guide will help direct fans throughout the course, showing them the fastest route to specific playing groups and to hospitality venues. Fanatics says that online merchandise sales for F1 grew triple digits last year and that the most sales came from the U.S. The e-commerce retailer says that people in 128 countries bought F1 merchandise from its official online store last year, and that total sales revenue in the F1 category jumped 101% in 2022 and by 1,084% since 2018. The U.S. is the country with the most sales, led by Illinois, Arizona, and New York. In terms of the next countries on the list, the U.K. came in second, and Australia came in third. Mexico, where Red Bull Racing driver Sergio Perez hails from, saw the biggest percentage jump for any country, with 305% more sales in 2022 over 2021. There were no rankings released on how teams or drivers performed versus each other in merchandise sales. The NBA is updating its advanced player and ball tracking data starting next season, switching its raw data provider to Hawkeye Innovations while retaining the incumbent provider Second Spectrum to serve as an analytics engine and broadcast augmentation tool. As part of a multi-year deal beginning in the 2023-2024 season, Hawkeye will provide the NBA with tracking data for the first time, capturing 29 points on the body as opposed to a single center of mass data point for each player. The league is currently in the process of installing 12 cameras in all 29 arenas that will shoot 60 frames per second to generate the 3D data set that will be new to basketball, but similar to what Hawkeye has provided MLB via StatCast since 2020. And NBA teams will celebrate the NBA 2K League as the esports league tipped off its sixth season last night on Twitch and YouTube. beginning Friday and running through April 4th. Six NBA teams will pay tribute to their NBA 2K League affiliates on designated nights. Following the Celtics earlier this season, the Nets, Hornets, Pacers, Bucks, Magic, and Wizards will each host NBA 2K League nights that will feature giveaways, including apparel and copies of the NBA 2K game, NBA 2K League player appearances, trivia contests, and pop-up gaming areas located within the concourse. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Thursday. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.